My friends, welcome. Yesterday I posted a video about the abundance of activity suggesting that there was a looming cyber attack to be blamed on Iran that would target US critical infrastructure. I've since looked into this, and it turns out that the US government has already been conducting tabletop exercises on what a cyber attack targeting food production and farming would look like, and what those effects would be. Now, that could take any number of vectors. It could be, we've already seen in the past, attacks including ransomware on grain silos, which caused a delay in processing of the harvest, on refrigeration facilities, on other parts of distribution post-production. But it could also involve one of these.
Welcome to a new dawn in farming. John Deere autonomous tractors. Precision. Power. Possibility. Imagine a tractor that not only thinks, but also sees. A tractor that extends workdays without putting in more work hours. A tractor that lets farm owners and operators tackle other jobs so you can solve new problems and improve results. Imagine having the freedom to plan, strategize, and optimize your operation like never before.
Now imagine that that same tractor, just a few short weeks from now in the Corn Belt somewhere, when it's the planting season, a farmer goes out to this $500,000 John Deere tractor, which is fully autonomous and GPS guided and cloud connected, and everything looks normal at first, and then suddenly the tractor veers off and runs right into his grain silo, destroying it. Or it veers the other direction and ruins the standing crop of wheat that's in that field. Or it just stops working altogether during this very narrow window of time during which it's vital to get those seeds in the ground, or else you could suffer a 10 to 20% drop in yield. Now imagine that this is happening at farms across the Corn Belt. And what we see, it's quite obvious, is that there are folks that now have the means, motive, and the opportunity to create a quite impactful disturbance in U.S. food production. And you could also see tractors that are going out to apply herbicide and then start dumping 10 or 20 times the amount of herbicide that they're supposed to. That would be the modern equivalent of the biblical practice of salting the earth, making the land unable to produce crops for years to come. All of these things are possible through this cloud-connected, new generation of farm implements that are notably less secure, of course, than the financial services industries. This is not just some hypothetical that a YouTuber imagines, right? There are universities and institutions that have already demonstrated the ability to hack into tractors. Here from Iowa Public Radio, college students hacked into tractors in central Iowa, and they succeeded. They were able to hack into a tractor, turn its lights on and off, control various systems at many levels. That's the degree of fidelity that is now controlled from the cloud, right? The tractor is basically just an extension of these systems that can be controlled from anywhere as long as you hack into it. Again, here's from this article, Iowa Public Radio, quote, "There are always bad actors looking to hack into things or make the systems compromised. This is a professor in biological systems at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln who says, quote, imagine a 600-horsepower tractor, which is probably like 70,000 pounds, with no driver in it, and someone hacks it. Hackers could drive a fully autonomous tractor onto an interstate or shut it off. In 2022, this has already happened, in 2022, Ukrainians remotely disabled farm equipment that was stolen by Russian troops. So this has already happened. This is not a hypothetical. There are university professors and their students who are hacking into tractors successfully to demonstrate that it's possible. And then it is he that is suggesting that they could just drive these massive tractors out and do random things, right? Crash into grain silos, leave it on the highways, disrupt transportation in other areas. My main point here is it doesn't take something explosive, like a grid down event or something exploding to cause a non-trivial disruption of food production. Let's take a look at, and And there have been a number of warnings about this. So here from Nebraska Public Media, hackers are targeting U.S. farms and food companies, and it's time to act. A recent study from global cybersecurity firm Checkpoint found that agriculture saw the largest year-over-year increase in cyber attacks, 101%. And it's not something that has a lot of security and safety guards like bank institutions or the government. Now, I wanted to start there because, of course, Checkpoint, who's being the source of this, is also a World Economic Forum partner. So when they're telling us that agriculture is ripe for a cyber attack, it's worth listening. And of course, this is already, as I said, this has already been something that the government for years now has been warning about. Here's a notification from the FBI saying that smart farming increases the surface of opportunity for cyber attacks on our critical infrastructure. We read down here, the FBI and USDA assess that the farming industry's growing adoption of precision ag technology may increase cyber targeting activity across the food and agricultural sector. And what they mean by that, here from cybersecurityinsiders.com, is an article called U.S. Agriculture at Risk of Cyber Attacks, a New Front in National Security. This, by the way, is just a few weeks ago now, February 19th, 2 weeks ago. Over the past decade, U.S. ag has adopted advanced tech such as auto steer, tech and tractors, GPS-guided yield monitoring and tracking equipment, cloud-based data management, and Internet of Things sensors that track soil moisture, crop health, and livestock's well-being via drones. These are great, but they also expand the attack surface for cyber criminals, along with a bunch of financial burden as well. Per the USDA, in 2023, about 30% of U.S. farms and ranches are now using this kind of tech. That number has gone up, and it tends to be bigger farms. And so some numbers I've read indicate that up to 70 to 80% of U.S. acres actually already are using some of this technology. As I mentioned, CISA has already conducted a tabletop exercise focusing on what these attacks on cyber attacks on the food production would look like. In one of their Cyberstorm exercises, quote, a massive multi-day tabletop exercise involving state, local, etc. organizations, it probed how well participants would respond to a cyber attack on food in agriculture. The mock scenario imagined that adversaries exploited misconfigurations in the cloud environments of victim organizations. One hypothetical ransomware attack might disrupt seed production, which would delay planting. Farmers might need then to relocate to regions that still have growing seasons at considerable cost. Hackers, quote, could hypothetically compromise and falsify agricultural data to create fears of a disease outbreak, say bird flu, which might take inspectors months to actually debunk. During that time, the sick livestock would be killed, would be culled, it would harm the herds, and foreign countries would stop importing U.S. meat during this fake ag pandemic, right? Just it's some cyber attack starts throwing the data off, and that would cause chaos. Quote, the economic disruption would be catastrophic. Food and agriculture is already the seventh most targeted by ransomware. Among those ransomware attacks, it's not like hackers out there have to figure out how to do this. There are actually ransomware as a service criminal organizations out there in the wild that you can just pay to use their software that they've already, that's all they do. They're just a group of criminals that develop ransomware, and then you go and you license, it's amazing actually, you license their ransomware and deploy it to the people you want to hold ransom, and they take care of it all for you. So you don't even have to have the capability to do these things. You can just farm the actual technology out to these cyber criminal organizations. It's pretty stunning that there's a black market of cyber crime at that level already in existence and already out there. This is all, of course, in addition to the basic facts, like the reality that 25% of the world's urea, the fertilizer, flows through the Strait of Hormuz, that a ton of those Middle Eastern countries depend on imports through that strait to survive. Kuwait is like 98%. The UAE and Iraq are both upwards of 90%. So when you see the strait being closed or even open, but with 650% cost of shipping, that means the lifeline to these countries has literally been shut off. And of course, with oil production stopping in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE, that's a third of the world's oil production. So we're already entering, unless some miracle happens, we're already entering an energy crisis that will have very real effects on everything, including food production and food prices and food availability. But I wanted to, and I've been posting about those things to my Telegram and to my Substack, but I wanted to highlight in this video this cyber attack on the food supply, because it's not one that I've seen mentioned anywhere else. It also says that we should be growing our own food. And of course, it would be great if we had an administration that said, hey, it's not a good idea to depend on fertilizer or to depend on, maybe we should be exploring regenerative practices. Obviously, we should be in permaculture and, undoing the damage of the toxic petrochemical agriculture that's been wrought for decades now. But the reality is we have an administration that's too busy telling us that we need glyphosate in order to grow food. So I don't expect change to come from this administration or from the top down at all. It's going to take us all working together in decentralized solutions. That is the solution. If you have decentralized community-based food production, then you don't have one or two meat packers that a cyber attack can take down and ruin everything. You don't have a huge grain silo, grain operator that is vulnerable, right? That's how you decrease the attack surface. All right, we're going to leave it there. Folks, if you value this information, if you appreciate this broadcast, please help me keep it running. You can find me on Substack at unshadowed.org or on patreon.com/iceagefarmer. For now, please do spread the word. I'd like to get some more eyeballs back on this Unshadowed channel on YouTube because it's still quite new. So thank you for helping me get the word out there, and thank you for watching.